This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen. State officials are investigating whether community spread of COVID-19 is taking place in Beadle County. Authorities announced yesterday 3 new cases there, bringing the county's total up to 4. That brings the total number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in South Dakota to 14. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Officials say the infectious disease team will investigate those new cases. Kim Malsom-Risden is the secretary for the Department of Health. She describes how the team conducts investigations after a positive test result.
Once the patient is notified by their provider, Department of Health staff contact the positive person, and then we start an interview process where we learn more about their situation, understand what symptoms they might be experiencing at that time, make sure that they're following their provider's recommendations. We will do extensive interviewing to get to any people that they would have come into close contact with.
2 of the new cases in Beadle County are males. 1 is female. They're in their 30s, 40s, and 60s. 2 have reported traveling outside of the state. Governor Kristi Noem says she's encouraged that of the 94 high-priority tests conducted Thursday, only 3 came back positive.
We knew we could possibly see a bigger increase, and we were thankful to see that many of the actions we've already taken are obviously working, and we're looking forward to continuing those processes. When we learn new information, we obviously could make adjustments, but today we will stay on course and be faithful to what we've already laid out as the path to protect our people's health.
Noem indicated that her office and legislative leadership are in conversations about legislative options to address the COVID-19 outbreak. Veto day is March 30th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Officials with the Rapid City Bank say 4 employees were potentially exposed to the coronavirus by someone who provided training at the bank. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
A person from New York State who conducted training March 11th at Security First Bank in Rapid City has since tested positive for COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. The bank issued a news release about the situation Wednesday evening. Chief Banking Officer Marnie Herman says the trainer notified the bank of the illness on March 12th. Herman says 4 employees who had close contact with the trainer were immediately sent home to self-quarantine. Herman says all 4 employees contacted physicians. At least 2 were directed to undergo testing for COVID-19, she says, but physicians apparently determined testing was unnecessary for the others. Herman says neither of the tests were positive for COVID-19. The individuals remain in self-quarantine. The bank's drive-through lanes and ATMs remain open, but the lobbies are closed. Herman says the bank has been extensively sanitized. So far, according to data from the state of South Dakota, only 1 person from the West River region has tested positive for COVID-19. That was a man in his 60s who is a resident of Pennington County, but had actually been in Davison County for the 2 weeks leading up to his death on March 10th. As of Thursday morning, there were 11 known cases of COVID-19 in South Dakota. There were also 551 negative test results. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
The City of Sioux Falls and Sioux Falls Police Department are trying to limit the person-to-person contact for emergency first responders. The city has used the online reporting function since 2012. Now the city encourages residents to use this feature to report certain crimes. Police officials ask that people now use the online option for the following crimes: harassment phone calls, lost property, theft, vandalism, vehicle vandalism, thefts of vehicles, graffiti, and illegal dumping. The online crime report option is on the Sioux Falls website through its Report tab. A person can also report one of these crimes through the City of Sioux Falls mobile app, which is supported on both Apple and Android devices. The City of Sioux Falls, Sanford Health, Good Samaritan Society, and Avera are collaborating with other partners to offer childcare options during the coronavirus pandemic. The options are dedicated to first responders and healthcare workers who interact directly with the public. That includes physicians, nurses, clinic receptionists, and others. Parents can enroll in the Child Care Cooperative by visiting the Sioux Empire Boys and Girls Club website. Children and child care providers are screened for COVID-19 symptoms before entry. In a press release, Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken says frontline health care workers and first responders are needed at their workplace during this outbreak. He goes on to say resources are available despite school and daycare closures, and he's proud so many partners can collaborate for the good of the city. And grocery stores across South Dakota are implementing new operational changes as they respond to growing concerns about COVID-19. Stores like Fairway and Hy-Vee are reserving 1 hour each day for people more easily susceptible to the coronavirus. Tina Pothoff is the Vice President of Communications at Hy-Vee. She says stores are also implementing barriers at their checkout areas.
We've installed a plexiglass shield. It's the temporary barriers we're all going through this time, but it will be in front of the customer and also be in front of the cashier. So as you're doing the transaction, you do have a little bit more of a barrier that's there versus just relying and keeping your fingers crossed on the spacing issues.
Pothoff says stores are additionally banning reusable bags temporarily to limit contact between employee and customer. Christina Gaiman is a spokeswoman with Hy-Vee. She says there's demand from customers considered high risk. Store chains are also limiting their hours to clean and restock their shelves. State government is scrambling to handle a sudden surge in unemployment claims because of the coronavirus outbreak. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Phone calls about unemployment benefits in South Dakota go to a call center in Aberdeen. 11 people work there. So many calls are coming this week that the state is shifting 5 more employees over to help answer phones. Another 4 employees are being moved over to help with online claims, which are also processed there. Still, so many people are calling that the wait time on the phone is about an hour, says Dawn Dovray of the Department of Labor and Regulation. She's encouraging people to file online if possible. The U.S. Department of Labor says unemployment claims rose 33% nationwide last week. Dovray says state numbers aren't compiled yet.
Anecdotally, I would say the people filing claims related to COVID-19 have not had to file for unemployment insurance before. And so we're spending extra time with them to make sure that they understand the requirements and so that we can help explain eligibility to them.
In South Dakota, employers pay taxes to an unemployment trust fund. Anyone who's out of work through no fault of their own can apply for benefits from the fund. Eligible workers can receive payments up to 48% of their former wage to a maximum of $414 per week. The payments can last up to 26 weeks. The phone number to file a claim in South Dakota is 605-626-2452. But again, online filing is encouraged. The website is raclaims.sd.gov. The RA stands for Reemployment Assistance, which is the name of the state's unemployment program. People could normally go to a local job service office for help filing a claim, but those offices are closed to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
South Dakota U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says the Senate is working quickly on a third relief package for American consumers and small businesses. That package could end up totaling $1 trillion. Rounds says the Senate is considering one-time payments to individuals based on the number of people in a family. He says there's a limit based on total income.
So it's not going to go to millionaires or anything like that, but it would go to a whole lot of folks that probably really need some assistance right now. The amounts are absolutely being discussed. You know, we don't have a solid number on what it's going to look like yet. We're going to have to negotiate that out with our Democrat colleagues. So I really hesitate to spin one particular number, but I know that we are talking about based on the number of people that there are in the families. That seems to be a consistent message out there.
Rounds says there's already talk in Congress of a possible fourth relief package. A new national survey shows an initial financial impact of the coronavirus on creative industries. Americans for the Arts report a loss of more than $3 billion to nonprofit arts organizations across the country. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Jim Spears is the executive director for Arts South Dakota. He says creative professionals make up more than 4% of the national economy. Spears told SDPB's In the Moment, the new survey shows the importance of art and performing organizations.
We want to remind our leaders nationally and locally, of course, that we need to consider the creative sector when we're talking about economic relief. It's very important that we find ways to get our artists in our arts organizations through this time.
Spears says the restrictions imposed because of the virus are important, but they are especially tough on independent professionals and artists who run one-person businesses.
So they don't have really that support network that you get from working within an organization oftentimes. You also find that artists are usually some of the first that don't have the health care benefits or you know, have to pay a lot for their health care benefits.
Many creative ventures depend on shows, concerts, performances, and gatherings to thrive. Spears encourages artists to get creative and continue to work as they can while adhering to social distancing practices.
The arts community is going to be the first group to come up with creative ways to continue that dialogue, to continue expression of ideas and continue living.
Arts South Dakota plans to add virtual events and performances to its website calendar. Spears says once this pandemic ends and restrictions on social activity are lifted, artists will need support to recover.
Be the first one out there to buy that ticket to a concert. You'd be the first one out there to go to the local jazz club. You know, that's what it's going to take. And I think this will all come back online, so to speak, come back to life very quickly.
Spears says there are local and regional discussions going on to organize and coordinate artist relief efforts. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.
And the Humane Society of the Black Hills is open for business and taking new precautions to reduce the risk of coronavirus transmission. Jerry Steinle is the executive director. He says even now they need staff to maintain the animal shelter. Steinle says they're limiting group sizes. Steinle says they're limiting group sizes and cleaning more than usual.
Oddly, as a lot of businesses are trying to keep people out, we're trying to get them in. We don't want huge groups, but if you're looking for an animal, check our website, come in. We put you right back in the adoption room. We'll bring the animal up. You know, we take precautions like hand sanitizer. We mop a lot to clean the floors. But we do want people to feel comfortable to come down and find an animal because that is, you know, how we get them back into homes. But we're open for intakes. So if you have an animal that you need to bring in, and we're open for adoptions, that's just our business. We're going to be here as long as we can.
Volunteer numbers have dropped slightly. Because of that, Steinle says shelter employees have had to pick up extra tasks.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.